Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Tech leaders take the lead in the delicate dance with Trump.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you're in Silicon Valley and you happen to look up, you may see a balancing act as the bigwig tech CEOs of the day juggle with just how to enforce their criticism of the Trump administration, yet do so in a way that doesn't hurt their billion-dollar industries. Earlier in the week, we broke down the latest as CEOs from Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and beyond spoke out. Tesla's Elon Musk is throwing his hat into the ring of conversation as well. And as these tech leaders were among the earliest critics of Donald Trump's weekend executive order placing a travel ban on 7 countries, they now need to work at seeking a constructive dialogue. Not an easy task. Joining us now with more is The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nick is patching in from our San Francisco bureau. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
So it seems like these CEOs, these tech executives, they obviously have some major concerns and criticisms here, but they're in this delicate position where they need to walk a fine line and be constructive about it. Is that a real internal struggle we're seeing among tech companies right now, how to approach, how to engage?
Certainly. The tech industry, you know, at the outset of President Trump's election, wanted to sort of reset and hopefully build a constructive relationship with the new White House. And that, of course, is a natural business instinct. These are essentially your most important regulators, and thus you want to have a good relationship. And however, as expected in many ways, Silicon Valley has emerged as one of the main foils to President Trump and his administration. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, we saw wide criticism of President Trump's immigration order that banned residents from 7 Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. And so what we are now seeing is this sort of internal struggle among some tech CEOs, and including some in the public like Elon Musk, about how to criticize the Trump but not anger him too much and still work with him.
That was very interesting to me. Elon Musk emerging as, correct me if I'm wrong, he is a member of a White House advisory group. It seems like an odd choice.
Yes, he is a member of a White House advisory group. He has also met with Mr. Trump privately.
Right.
He has apparently also met with the president's advisor, Steve Bannon, privately. It may seem like an odd choice for many, given Elon Musk's clear push for a green energy agenda, and which appears to be at least in part at odds with the president's agenda.
Right.
However, do remember that Elon Musk founded PayPal with Peter Thiel, who is also in some ways an advisor to the president.
Mm.
And of course, you know, Elon Musk's companies also rely on the government for regulatory measures and also government contracts. SpaceX, you know, relies on NASA for much of its revenue, and Tesla has been benefiting from green energy rules that are helping his electric car business. So there are certainly some business interests there. And of course, as a tech CEO, it makes sense to be close to the president to be able to further your agenda.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis about the delicate dance tech leaders are playing with Donald Trump. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international, or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening. So, Jack, one executive put it really well, because the practical matter is you're running a company worth billions of dollars. They're the regulators. You kind of have no choice to try to make it work.
Right, exactly. I mean, that, and of course, we should say that this is always the case, right? With any business engaging with the White House, there is the desire to make it work with those regulators. In this case, and particularly in Silicon Valley, this dance is especially delicate because President Trump is imposing orders, in some cases, have social policies that are at odds with the technology company's values, and particularly with the values of their employees. So there is this sort of back and forth between appeasing your employees and some of your users with also not angering the regulators too much.
It will be interesting to see how these tech companies in particular will fare against Trump, who's not one to back down, obviously. We've seen how the Trump administration has gone head-to-head with a lot of opposition so far, but these big-name, big-money tech corporations are a different ballgame. And perhaps if they dance this delicate dance correctly, they could emerge somewhat successful.
Yes, certainly. It's going to remain to be seen. We're still only about 2 weeks into the new administration, so there is likely
There's plenty of
room to go.
Right.
So there could be more fights ahead, or maybe they start getting along.
Very good. Jack Nickus, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to the Journal's Jack Nickus. That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.